Hypochondria, fear of disease. How to finally understand the fear of illness and get rid of it step by step, including the best exercises for immediate self-help. Written by Meg Ahlers. Narrated by Casey Wayman. What you can expect in this book. Anxiety is a very serious issue, and especially the fear of illness is a real ordeal for many sufferers. But fear is also a feeling that every human being carries within him or her, which is vital or essential for survival, and is stronger or weaker in each person depending on their personality. Fear drives, inspires, mobilizes one's own forces, leads to success, but can also make you sick, so sick that life becomes hell. Hypochondria, as the fear of illness is specifically called, is a phenomenon of completely exaggerated fears that can push sufferers to their limits. Nevertheless, even if some may not believe it, sufferers are not Mellingers. In my guidebook, you can expect an exciting insight into the topic of anxiety with all its accompanying symptoms, tips for improving the symptomatology, as well as specific suggestions for immediate implementation. Of course, suitable for everyday life, I promise. Based on studies, you will also gain insight into the anxiety problem in Germany. You will get to know a young woman who had a panic fear of illness and struggled with her fear on a daily basis, only to find effective methods to make it bearable for her. Fortunately, over time, she learned to live better with her fear. Today, thanks to professional help and her own will, she is a happy woman. You can do this too. And of course, equally if you are a man, or diverse. Anxiety in general. Understanding fear. Snakes, spiders, confinement in an elevator or airplane, in a tube, at heights, illness, being alone, even peanut butter or buttons. All or most people are afraid of something. Anxiety is a normal feeling and not pathological, actually. Every person carries this feeling more or less within himself. Whether the everyday little fears develop into a pathological fear that requires treatment is strongly related to the personality. There are people who fear less, while others scream and wince at small things. Still, others cannot leave the house and are no longer socially acceptable. These people need professional help. Actually, their lives could also be happy and relatively free of fear, but those who have pronounced fears no longer see their happiness. They cannot go through life carefree and cannot enjoy their existence. Fear becomes an ordeal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?